This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. How are you? Having a great time with some of my very favorite people in the radio business today. They're a little nuts, but they're good.
That's fair.
Carl and Kim and Sue. That's true. It's fair, right? We have to be crazy to do this job, especially these crazy hours. So glad to be here with you. By the way, you can follow me, all social media stuff, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and my podcast is on the Odyssey app. Hello. So please check it out, Heidi Harris Show. My most recent podcast, I interviewed a man who actually worked, but he fought in the Lebanon Civil War back when he was a teenager. And he sees a lot of very, now he's come to America, become an American citizen, become a venture capitalist. But he sees some very troubling signs in the rhetoric that people are using. And he thinks we're heading for a civil war. So you check that podcast out when you get some time. It'll be fun. But before we do anything else, let's get to the Mark Cox shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
We've been ripped off by every country in the world, friend and foe. And on April 2nd, I call it the liberation of America.
I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, he's done. He's just done. And everybody in America should be done with being ripped off by these countries.
Senator.
No, not doing anything.
I was just going to ask you about the drop in border crossings record number. Is that evidence that Trump's border policies are working?
Senator Schumer. Wait, Senator. Oh, sorry. I guess he's got no answer because he can't get a win under these people at all.
I wish we would stop saying DEI because every American hears DEI and you think about the annoying trainings that you have at work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really what it comes down to, right? We've all had to be subjected. And like I said earlier in the show, Odyssey, I will give them credit. They do some really good videos. At least they're entertaining. You have to sit through them. You have to answer the questions, but they're entertaining.
This woman, young lady, tweaked my nipples and said, oh, it's cold in here. And I said, okay, you realize if I did that, they'd be walking me out the door right now. But I didn't care to go to HR.
Okay, people are trying to eat breakfast and you want to play audio of Don Lemon getting his nipples tweaked by a coworker. I mean, come on, Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really? Crickets.
And if you missed our whole conversation on this, which we did this morning, you can go to the Odyssey app and you can rewind it where we talked about sexual harassment and the idea. I mean, here's a gay guy getting his nipples tweaked by some girl at work and he's upset. Of course, that's out of line behavior. Shouldn't have done it, but really?
He says that some other woman also harassed him and that he decided not to go to HR about either incident because he feels like it's a double standard with men. This was when he was working at CNN. This is when that happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. You want to talk about it? He wants to talk about it now at this point after all these years. I mean, it's legitimate. If someone did something like that to him, it's completely out of line. You don't put your hands on another person, especially on that part of their body, male or female. It's completely out of line. It shouldn't have happened. And I understand that we've all probably dealt with things and we just haven't necessarily gone to HR about it. Sometimes we can handle it. Sometimes we can't. You know, it just depends. You know, sometimes we can handle it between ourselves with these people. Other times you have to take it upstairs. I've never had to do that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you do have to.
I should have. I've never had anyone touch me in that way, but I've had plenty of people make inappropriate comments and I wish I had spoken up at the time. And I, like I said, I've never gone to HR. And then you think years later, you're like, why did I not say anything at that time to shut that down? Or why did I not go to HR?
Well, because maybe you were surprised at the comment that was made. You were surprised
you caught
at
off
who
guard.
Said
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And how they said you're dumbfounded how someone could be, right. for lack of a better word, so stupid to make right. such a comment, considering it's not rocket science when, like, we watch all those silly videos, but we make fun of them because it's so obvious to most people with a shred of common sense that would be inappropriate to say or do. And yet people do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, you told that story a little bit earlier about mm-hmm. the first time you were in college. And somebody said, "Oh, you know, let's get together and have." Was it a professor or was it an employee?
No, he was. I think he was like an agent and for TV because that's my background. And he said he saw a lot in me, and he might have some opportunities if we wanted to discuss it. So we met at a restaurant, so a public space. And then he made fun of me for having my laptop, thinking I was actually going to do work. And he's drinking and telling me about weird experiences he had in Mexico it was just very inappropriate. And it was obvious within the first couple of minutes of us meeting there that he had no intention of actually talking about my future.
Well, maybe your future, but not your future.
Not my professional future. Yeah.
Like that evening, maybe your future, and then maybe next week or something, but definitely not your broadcasting future.
Mm-hmm.
How creepy. Mm-hmm. And he's still in the business. Do you know?
I think so. Pretty sure.
Wow. But you know what? Let's be honest. There have been people who, in our business, women, who have voluntarily slept with guys to move ahead. Mm-hmm. We know the stories. Yep. There was one very famous one that happened, of all places, at Fox News. I'm not going to mention any names. Guy was having an affair with this girl, and, you know, and he had the text or the emails or something to prove that she was chasing him because she thought she was going to get a show if she did this, not making this up. So women have always used their feminine wiles to get ahead, but you're just not that kind of girl.
I would never do that. No.
No, I wouldn't either. But, I guess they figure that they're going to check you out. And the problem is if you won't, somebody else will.
Yeah. No, you're right. Then that's it. So, yeah. Yeah.
Because we need to stick together. The sisterhood needs to stick together and establish the boundaries. And unfortunately, there are too many people who are willing to not have any boundaries.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And that makes it difficult. Oh, what do I have to do? Okay. Who? Okay, great. No problem. I mean, sad, but true.
Yeah. Oh, you know, 100%. Yeah.
But Don Lemon, I'm the last person I'd want to harass. Not that I'd want to harass anybody, but the last person would be him.
Oh, Don, yeah. I don't know what's going to come of this. But yeah, talking to Bill Maher on his podcast, I didn't hear all of it. I obviously heard that clip, but I don't know why they even got on that topic.
Yeah. And in fairness, you know, when you hear just a clip of something, you don't really hear the context. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he was whining about it. He was, like I told the story earlier in the show about something that I dealt with. But, you know, you're not whining about it. You're just recounting something that happened to you. And maybe that was the case. And he was right that it was completely absolutely unacceptable what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a guy is supposed to just take it. And maybe that's the perception that people have for a guy to come into HR. She touched me. Mm-hmm. Well, really, bud?
Maybe there is a double standard. Can't speak to that since I'm not a man. Don't pretend to be one. But
well,
obviously,
yeah,
HR, if there's an incident, they should investigate. I think they have to officially open a case if someone comes in and complains.
Well, they're supposed to. But I guess it depends on who the accuser is and who the accused is.
Well, right? If it's a person who cries wolf and it's constantly complaining about everything, well, he said this and she said that, da, 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 well, then maybe you would have to really look into it further before you want to investigate. But if it's someone who never comes and says anything to you and they're the one complaining, that might hold a little bit more weight.
Right. But if you are the person who comes in and you are the intern and they are the big show, who do you think is going to win that battle?
And that's why a lot of people don't go and report instances.
That's exactly right. They just want to get off to another show or something else. Yeah, it makes total sense. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Shannon Bream from the Fox News Channel. She, of course, is the host of Fox News Sunday, and she's the sweetest person. Cannot wait to hear what she's got coming up this Sunday on Fox News. Also, Griff Jenkins from Fox News, who's hilarious. Looking forward to talking with him. Much more to come on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Cox this morning. Cannot wait to speak with Shannon Bream, but of course, she has her own intro, as she should.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday.
Oh my gosh, always great to have you, Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Heidi?
I am fantastic. I am just watching with amusement. I had no idea till I saw a story on Fox about how many lawsuits have been filed against the Trump administration. So lawyers are still employed. So we should be happy about that, right?
Yeah, listen, that is not going away. In my former life, I wasn't a lawyer. So it feels very helpful these days to have the background because listen, it's like a beautiful mind. If you remember that scene from the movie where there are all of these, papers and strings drawn between them and trying to coordinate. I mean, we have got over 100 lawsuits now that we are tracking that deal with challenges to what President Trump has done in the first few weeks of his presidency. So, yes, I think the legal profession is not going to run out of work to do.
It was crazy. So last time it was Russia, and everything else, and lots of investigations, and now it's just lawsuit after lawsuit to prevent him from doing anything, basically.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, the Trump administration, to be fair, knows that they're provoking a lot of these legal challenges, but they're doing it on purpose. They want to see how far they can stretch the use of executive power, and they know that a lot of it immediately is going to get hit with an injunction, and that it will ultimately work its way, they hope, all the way to the Supreme Court, so they can get some ruling, some precedent on the books, in, ink, black and white, on paper to say they can or can't do certain things. So I think that they know a lot of what they're trying is going to absolutely hit these legal headwinds immediately. But what they're hoping is that the long-term strategy will pay off by provoking these questions that will have to be answered once and for all.
Well, certainly
with Shannon Bream host. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Eddie. Kim. Certainly there would be some legal challenges to the executive order that Trump is expected to sign today that would supposedly abolish the Department of Education. But he can't do that as president. So what would this executive order really do?
It'll be interesting to see, what the teeth of this order, what it really amounts to, because is it something that leaves the Department of Education there but simply as a shell, that it diverts funding or takes certain power or authority away from it but leaves the actual federal agency intact? Because just about everybody agrees only Congress could abolish it and get rid of it altogether, but could you kind of take the stuffing out of it so that it sits there as sort of a figurehead? You've got Secretary McMahon, who's tasked with getting rid of this department, actually overseeing something that just has kind of all the power and funding taken away from it, but still exists on paper.
I'm laughing at this Judge Boasberg, who was demanding that the planes turn around. And I think it's hilarious that Trump basically went, you know what? Too bad. And then when one of the world leaders tweeted out to El Salvador's president, oopsie, too late. This is hilarious to me.
Well, and it's sparked a lot of memes, a lot of social media reaction. Babylon Bee is out there with an article right away that said, federal judge demands astronauts be returned to Space Center. It's going to provoke all kinds of chatter in the social media, but in the legal world, too. I mean, it sparked this conversation where there are calls for impeachment. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court comes out and says, listen, when you have a disagreement, that's what the appeals process is about. You don't run to impeachment for an issue or decision you don't agree with. So, it's sparking all kinds of conversations that people outside of law school never really thought the general public would be having. The astronauts, I think, get to stay here, though.
Yeah, I think they do. What's interesting, too, is, with this Alien Enemies Act, which is what Trump invoked, as you know, to send these deportees out of here, these gang members who everybody can identify, a gang member, gang experts can, certainly. The administration says that a judge doesn't have the authority, this is interesting to me, to tell the president whether he can determine a country's being invaded, because that's how that act was used previously. That's fascinating to me, and I'm sure it'll be subject to legal challenge.
It will be, absolutely, and we've got a legal panel this weekend on Fox News Sunday, because sometimes you walk into the planning meeting and immediately the idea is we need a legal panel this weekend. I think we can do that every week from here on out. The questions about, what, and again, it gets back to those questions over and over again, the core of executive power, how far does it reach? The Alien Enemies Act, what did the founders intend? There are a lot of provisions there. It's not just that we're actively at war, but it's this idea of invasion or incursion.
Right.
And I think, a lot of these things that are, dusty 200-plus-year-old laws, well, maybe 150 plus, they're going to get their day, I think, in the U.S. Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get some answers.
Do you think you'll be talking about this stuff going on with the auto pen signature, Biden supposedly using that to sign these pardons?
Yeah, I think we might try to touch on that as well, because that we also, all the social media posting by President Trump saying it's going to make these things null and void. There are a lot of good people who are top legal experts out there all across the spectrum that say, no, listen, the auto pen has been used for a lot of things. President Trump says he doesn't use it for legally binding documents. He may use it for letters and those kinds of things. But there are a lot of people who say, listen, it's been used by multiple administrations for multiple different things. And you do have this question of standing. You'd have to maybe wait for somebody who got one of those pardons to then be subject to some kind of legal action or indictment, who would then go to court and say, no, I have this pardon. The auto pen is legit. So I don't know if it ever gets litigated, but we'll see.
So what's coming up on Sunday when the Fox News Sunday?
So in addition to our legal panel, we will have a White House guest. We're about to announce that. But we also have Maryland Governor Wes Moore. He is one of the prominent Democrat rising stars. His name is being thrown around for 2028 run for the presidency. But what does he think the party does? I mean, is he for getting rid of Schumer, too? I mean, what do they do with all these internal conflicts? Who's actually leading the party? I don't know, but maybe he can answer.
Absolutely. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday. Thanks for being here on The Mark Cox Show.
Have a great day.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, I saw a poll the other day where they were looking at who were the best leaders for the Democrat Party. And guess who was at the top of the list?
AOC.
Yes, ma'am. Because they're in such disarray that they would actually put her at the top of the list.
Well, she's not even old enough yet to run for. Well, she's my age, I think. Is she 35? 34? I don't even know if she's old enough to run
like
for
that.
President. I guess she's got 4 years, so she will be by the time there's another election.
God help us. God help us. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox. Guess who's joining us now? It's Griff Jenkins from the Fox News Channel.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
How are you, buddy? Where are you today?
Heidi Harrison, it's great to be with you and Kim. I haven't talked to you in so long. You do such a great job, and I greatly appreciate the Emerson, Lake, and Palmer fanfare for the common man. I don't know if it's because of great things I have attempted to do or by virtue of the fact that I'm a middle-aged 50-something guy and can recognize that song.
Well, you know, Carl's like the genius here. Where are you today? I know you're all over the place.
You know, I am literally, sometimes I have to check where I am and I don't even know because they got me traveling around from the border to the LA fires and everywhere in between. But today I'm in D.C., working out of the D.C. Bureau, and a little later today, Heidi, I'm going to get to go out to Andrews Air Force Base and interview a couple of Medal of Honor recipients at a ceremony ahead of they're opening a National Medal of Honor Museum. It's going to be amazing. It's in Arlington, Texas. They're opening it on Tuesday. But today, several of the Medal of Honor recipients are being honored at Joint Base Andrews, and we're going to talk to a Navy SEAL. You may remember this guy, Brett Slabinski, who was among the first battles in Afghanistan against Al-Qaeda. He rescued many of his SEAL Team 6 members. And then also a Army captain, Florent Groberg, who goes by Flo, who tackled a suicide bomber in Afghanistan and saved countless lives. And I could go on all day long talking about these guys. I'm so excited to interview them because it's interesting, Heidi. I came to Fox in the year 2000 with Lieutenant Colonel Ollie North to do a show called War Stories, to tell the stories of the men and women who have sacrificed so much and done so much for this country. And now here, full circle, some near quarter century later, I'm the correspondent that gets to interview these heroes for which it's often said of Medal of Honor recipients, even on their worst day, they were able to summon their very best and do amazing, wow, heroic things.
How fun. That'll be fantastic for you to do that and get their stories because we owe so much to these heroes, don't we?
We sure do. And it's so easy in the hustle and bustle of our busy lives to forget these things. But, you know, these are individuals who did remarkable things in a split of a second, in some cases, with Flo Groberg tackling a suicide bomber to save all of his men. You know, we just don't give them enough attention. And I'm hoping that I'll have an opportunity this afternoon and tomorrow to really get that story out there and just highlight it. And you know, it's not just really about the heroism of one man or woman. It's really about what separates us from the rest of the world as Americans, in that we are able to just almost second nature give the greatest of sacrifices for our fellow Americans and really the nation that we are.
That's cool, Griff. We'll have to look for that story. It's hippos, and then you get to do really cool stories like this. That's what we can expect from
cocaine
you.
Cocaine hippos. Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
It's all over the place.
Cocaine hippos, indeed. That's right. That's right. I think I talked to you when I was down there on that.
Oh,
and by
yeah.
The way,
it was Heidi.
My latest Fox News special, which was about the Panama Canal, we went down to Panama, is getting all sorts of play. Secretary Marco Rubio has been talking about
nice.
It, and we'll see what's going to happen. But I'm quietly pitching my bosses saying, okay, guys, the Panama Canal went well. Let's pack our bags and go to Greenland.
Ooh, there you go. That would be cool. Well, you're our immigration / border expert. So I have to get your take on the federal judges who were coming down in the Trump administration for them trying to deport these illegal gang members. I mean, what are you hearing? I mean, what's next? I mean, are they going to be halted and stopped from actually doing this?
Well, it's going to come down to, you know, whose interpretation of the law you agree with, and that ultimately may make it all the way to the Supreme Court. But let me just back up quickly and talk about, you know, I was among the very first to report on Trinidad-Aragua, not because I'm some special reporter, but because the previous chief of the Border Patrol, Jason Owens, and the previous director of ICE, PJ Lechleitner, were talking with me daily sometimes, and they were trying to sound the alarm on Trinidad-Aragua. And Sunday night, I did a full screen, touch screen thing to sort of wake Americans up. There was, prior to 2022, there isn't a single record of a Trinidad-Aragua, dangerous, violent Venezuelan gang member being arrested. It all came under President Biden's open border policies. Today, we have identified at least 15 states where they've committed crimes and have been arrested. That's why there is a top priority among Tom Homan in the Trump administration to deport these specific Venezuelan gang member criminals to get them out of our communities. And, you know, when you look at what he did to invoke the Alien Enemies Act, it's done as a wartime authority to identify a specific group of individuals that pose a great danger and threat. And you cannot look back in just a short 3 years at the horrific crimes that Trinidad-Aragua has been linked to, from Lake and Riley's murder to the murder and rape of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungare to the shooting of NYPD officers in New York. The list goes on and on. And so you can identify a specific threat. We know the track record of the recent arrival. So does it amount legally to an invasion? I would submit to you it amounts to something that looks like an invasion, whether you call it that or not, because Venezuelans took advantage of the open border policies, knew they would get released, and they set up shop. And it appears Aurora, Colorado was certainly a command post for them because of them taking over those apartments and the heinous crimes they did, kidnapping and torturing residents in that apartment building. At the end of the day, I think it's probably going to hold up, because you can't say that if you replaced the name Trinidad-Aragua with ISIS, anyone would disagree they posed a threat. But yet in the last 3 years, Trinidad-Aragua has committed a heck of a lot of murders and heinous crimes against Americans than ISIS has.
And you know, the thing is, Griff, we're speaking with Griff Jenkins. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. You know, the thing is, they're not grabbing the guy on the street who's selling flowers and sending him to Venezuela. They're not grabbing the guy out in front of Home Depot who's trying to get some day work. They're not grabbing these people off the street. These are gang members. They know they're gang members. Gang experts know they're gang members. There's no question about who they are. They're targeting certain people to get him out of the country. And the idea that any liberal wants to defend their right to be here is just, it's beyond my comprehension, Griff.
Is what's really interesting, and obviously I'm in Washington, sitting in our bureau in D.C., just steps from the U.S. Capitol. So my worldview is tainted, Heidi, because, you know, I see things politically. But if you look at the political side of this, the Democrat Party has never been in more disarray. I mean, public enemy number three for the Democrat Party is their own Chuck Schumer behind Trump and Elon Musk. It's like, go figure. But yet we keep waiting to find out who will be the leaders of the Democrats and what will they learn as lessons from November. And the most glaring lesson of the Democrats' unbelievable defeat in this past November was that they were on the wrong side of the issue of immigration, because Americans in every town, in every state in this country have had enough and don't want the threat to their communities. And so when this administration came in and said, we're not going to grab the guy trying to get a job in front of Home Depot, we're going to grab the criminal aliens and get them out, you would think they would have learned in those 4 or 5 months that, hey, you know what, we need to get on the right side. But yet you don't. You have all of these mayors and governors from California to Chicago to Massachusetts that want to somehow protect criminal migrants. And I can't for the life of me find a justifiable, you know, argument of why you would want to be on that side.
Yeah, they won't give Trump one win. They just can't accept that anything he's done is actually beneficial to the United States. They will not acknowledge it. Drives you crazy. Griff Jenkins, I know you got to run, but it's great talking to you again. I get to sit in for Mark once in a while, and I'm always thrilled when I get to talk to you.
It's always great to be with you. And who knows, from hippos to whatever comes next, I'll be talking to you from some far-flung place in the world. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. He's got the go bag from hell right by the front door with everything in it. Everything. So fun. Thank you, Griff. Appreciate it. I'm Heidi Harrison.
Well, no doubt there's been some uncertainty in the market, right? And so that can make people a little bit nervous when they're trying to plan for their future, plan for retirement, trying to figure out, you know, what's my next best move. So this morning, we're thankful to have Bob and Tammy Kershaw in studio with us this morning from the Retirement Advisory Group. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming. I mean, what are you telling people at this point? Because certainly people have probably come to you and had some concerns about, you know, how do I go about planning for my future when there's just so much uncertainty?
And that's what everybody is worried. The market's kind of up and down, typically, right? What it's been doing. It's volatile. The market doesn't like uncertainty, and that's where we're at right now. So what we want to talk about is obviously our event. Mm-hmm. Next Tuesday, the 25th, is at the St. Louis Hilton Frontenac. And what we're going to be doing is educating you on other options. We're going to educate you on how you can link to the market. When you link to the market, you can never lose a penny of your principal, but still get some of those market gains.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that's obviously what people want, right? They want to make sure that they're making the right moves, but they're worried about losing money. And I think what's good about your event, because I know Mark has talked about this and he'll be there,
yes,
right next week. There's no pressure. You know, you go to some of these events and you feel so pressured. And I think what's so great about your event is this really is just an informative event where people can just learn.
That's all it is. It's just an educational, if anything. You will leave knowing a lot more than when you came, and you'll realize, yes, I do have other options. Wall Street, losing my life savings, isn't my only option.
That's not the goal.
Yeah, because let's face it, folks, when you're near retirement, that's when you're starting to look at your 401ks, your mm-hmm. IRAs, your 403bs, and you're getting nervous because you mm-hmm. know that this time's coming, and that money that you've worked for your entire life's have to last you. And that's what we educate you on, and
that's what we show you. We show you how to have a worry-free retirement. We show you how we can do put together a structured income plan to mm-hmm. show you that you don't have to worry about running out of money, which everybody's always worried about in retirement, right? It's scary. I don't want to run out of money. And we'll show you how to do that.
Well, when you're fresh out of college, you're 20-something years old and you're starting a new job, it's not top of mind to think, oh, I have to start planning for retirement. You're
right,
thinking about buying a house or starting a family or whatever else that's going to cost money. But obviously, if you start then, you're setting yourself up for success, and then you don't have to worry about when you're older because you're going to have the money there in place.
That's exactly it. And what most people don't realize is that when you're 59 and a half or older, you can roll over your current 401k, 403b. You can roll that over, make that safe. So during your last years of working, you're not watching it daily going, oh no, mm-hmm. did I just lose? There's things that we can do to help. And that's what we're going to be talking about Tuesday.
I don't know if either of you can speak to this, but what's a concern that people have had now? Like, are people coming in and asking you about, like, what do I do about all these tariffs and how is this going to impact me? Like, what are the concerns you're hearing from people right now?
they're worried about their money. They're worried because they're watching the market, and obviously some days it's up and some days it's not, but they're losing money. Mm-hmm. And when you're near retirement, 59 and a half or older, that's when you're really focused on that.
Right.
And you can't afford to lose. When you're younger, you have time, because if you lost 20 or 30% of your life savings, you would gain that back before retirement. Now, if you lost that, it could take you 10 to 15 years just to gain that back.
Yeah.
You don't have that when you're at that age. So that's what we will help you with, folks. We will educate you once again on other options so you no longer have to stress. You can have that worry-free for retirement.
Remind us one more time when this event is, where it is, and how you can participate.
It is next Tuesday, the 25th at 6:30 at the St. Louis Plaza Frontenac. And you can call us at 314-993-9494. Or you can go online at retirementkey.com.
And if people can't make it, they can still reach out to you. You're happy to meet with them one-on-one or whatever setting that they're interested in.
Absolutely. And folks, we will be respectful of your time Tuesday. It's only 1 hour. We don't drag it out.
And you get to meet the crew. You get to meet the crew, right?
Mark,
the 97.1 crew. We have to say that.
Mark Reardon, everybody's going to be there.
And I, before we let you go, I have to just thank you guys both, because you guys are sponsoring our Brian Kilmeade event, right?
We are.
And we're so thankful for that.
Very excited.
Yeah, that's going to be great. That's coming up this Saturday. I believe VIP tickets are still available. So thank you both for coming in. Thank you for sponsoring that event. Heidi, let's turn it over to you.
Hey, great having Bob and Tammy in studio. And thank you, Kim, for a great job on the interview, as always. It's been so much fun working with you guys today. As I mentioned, Ryan Recker is going to be here tomorrow. And then Mark will be back on Monday, but he's going to be attending the event. He's going to be at the Brian Kilmeade event, right? He's going to be at the Trump-Lincoln dinner. This week, too?
Yes. Friday night.
Yeah. He's going to be a busy guy.
So. Yep.
Yeah. It's been fun working with you guys. It always is.
Thanks for filling in, Heidi.
You.
And what's crazy to me is, because you're in Vegas, it's two hours earlier, right? So,
Two hours earlier.
So, it's 5 o'clock. It's 3 a.m. your time.
And I got up like 4 hours before the show started. Just happened to wake up hour. You know how it is. So I'm going to take a nap. Yay. You guys have you get to go and deal with the baby. Ha ha ha, little toddler.
I do. Hey, shout out
for you.
Shout out to my nephew Blaze. It's his birthday today. So I wanted to make sure. Okay. I wish my nephew Blaze a happy birthday.
Thank you guys. Don't forget to check out the Heidi Harris Show podcast on Odyssey. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com. Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.